point I wish to stress is that when Guy enrolled me in the Comintern in 36, the name he gave me in order to convince me of the caliber of my prospective colleague was Anthony Blunt's.
That's everything I know.
Of course, your evidence wouldn't be admissible in British law.
I dare say not. I just thought that MI5 ought to know. I leave you to decide how to use it.
Quite. It's so odd the way you sat on this information for such a very long time until it's all over, as it were, bar the shouting. A puzzle, really.
I'm sure none of us finds it easy to inform on his friend.
How right you are. One needs to be very careful.
So what will you do about Blunt?
We'll have to mull on it.